We're going to have two sets. The first set, we're going to feature some music, a short musical opening, and then some readings by three poets representing the rising generation of Afro-American writing and writers in St. Louis, Jabari Asim, Marsha Khan, and Percy Wells. Jabari Asim is a journalist and a poet. He is the literary editor of Take Five, a publication which you can pick up as you wander around the Duffs tonight. He's also recently run a hip-hop workshop in the Writer's Voice series at the YMCA in the county, West County. Percy and Marsha perform both individually and as a team. They will open the poetry of tonight by offering a special reading and selection of Arthur Brown's Trumpet in the Morning to launch the proceedings. Recently this year, they represented St. Louis on Team St. Louis in the National Poetry Slam competition, which took place in Chicago, and they represented us well, as you will see. So we're going to hear from those artists along with our resident musicians of the evening, Glenn Popperight on percussion and Malik King in the first set, and the second set will be devoted to our good friend among the founders of the Duff series, who's back in town, having been living in the East Coast for most of the past year, Shirley LaFleur. So sit tight, pretend we've got a fireplace up here, open your ears and your hearts, and enjoy the evening.
I'm Percy Wells, and this is Marsha Khan, and together we're,
Say what?
Oh, okay. And we're so, you know, we're honored to be here, and especially for a day like this. You know, this is somewhat our tribute to what we found to be a really super bad brother. This brother could write. Man, he could write. And, you know, we're just going to try and do a little something with this. This piece is called A Trumpet in the Morning. One, two, three. You can bury me in the east. You can bury me in the west. I'm going to rise up, be a trumpet in the morning. Cause I've been bent in the forge, been struck by the hammer, been scorched by fire. So be a trumpet this morning. Oh, don't touch my shoes. Oh, let them shine. Let them shine. I've been all night in the dew. John relevated in marshy bottoms. Lazarus in the crook of a willow. Whittled a gospel boat from a simple reed. Launched that skiff in the spittle of a mule's jaw. Gouged a sky song from the black giant's thigh and shackled it to a cotton fly. Oh, I freighted all my sorrows. Oh, these is floor shine shoes all bright with dew. And I feels like Noah riding these ankle boats on God's stony waters. And I feels like doves in my earlobes fetching freedom sound in a single green leaf from dry land. Feels like glory walking in the blues. 10 fingers, 10 centipedal toes, trembling jubilee from an acoustic crotch. Steel and catgut, I say I feels unstrung like a broken guitar, but be a trumpet soon this morning. Oh, don't touch my clothes. I'm gonna sit on a rainbow seat. Oh, my wings is sprouted out. Wings is sprouted. Oh, I've been overmarched by salvation, done broke the rock of living waters, done founded a home in that watershed, done looped the promise harness round my shoulders. Oh, don't touch my clothes, cause I'm a sin bright standing Pat J.B.
Stetson hat initials carved in the back of my shirt. Umbrella and Hallelujah's man and Jack a diamond hard to play. Got one eye to see and one to believe. A hellhound on my breath, a crossroad in my breast. Stone in my pathway. I'm accelerating and I feels like whiskey talking rye. Oh, I feels like blowing my lonesome horn this morning. Cause I woke up this morning more than something on my mind. Holy Ghost shining down. I ain't nothing but love. Oh, I feel so injected this morning, so strung out. Just the whole Sahara's of loving is what I'm talking about. Like a flaming desert flower feels like I'm sipping in the sand. Now tell me, did you ever see a possum at rehearsal or a raccoon steal away? Now watch me steal away. Oh, I got a feeling down deep. I'll be a trumpet soon in the morning. Be a trumpet soon in the morning. Be a trumpet soon in the morning. Be a trumpet soon in the morning.
Thank you. The next poet is a member of the So What Poetry Ensemble, and also Jabari Asim is a production editor at Mosby Yearbook, Inc., and an assistant editor of Drum Voices Review, arts editor of Take Five Magazine, co-editor of Young Tongues, a poetic exchange featuring three New York poets and three St. Louis poets, and editor-in-chief of Eyeball, a new national publication featuring the work of emerging writers. His stage production entitled New Blood Symphony will be presented by Pomoja Theater Workshop February 14th through the 23rd at St. Marcus Theater. His storytelling play, Caribbean Beat, is currently being toured by Muni Student Theater Project. He's a lot of that stuff, you know. But also, he's a wonderful brother. It's amazing for me to be up here tonight. These three people put me on stage. You know, Shirley wrote a play and wrote a part for me. Marsha wrote a play and wrote a part for me, and Jabari did. I don't know why they keep doing this to me, you know, but I'm grateful for knowing them. And without further ado, can the rhyme doctor come on up?
Well, it's time to begin, and I know this. There's no way I'll blow this. Chance to rock the planet, so every Jack and Janet can work their bodies frantic. You'll find my rhymes outrageous, irresistible and contagious. Authorities may upstage us, but I'll continue on. Break down, let it all out. Show the world what real rap's about. Busting facts with verbal velocity, making tracks and musical prosody, holding truth to be self-evident, molding youth without precedent. Excellence is my rule, eloquence is my tool. Freeze, if you please, the lame stuff. DJs who play the same stuff, face the future, enough's enough. Beat down, babble on, push stale stuff until it's gone. What to expect from a weak MC, pumping pale raps for the bourgeoisie. Limp lyrics and sucker DJs, stuck in a groove because it pays, dishing dirt and dumb cliches. Culture killers, copping cash, making many millions, talking trash. Beat down, babble on. Relax your lips, release the mic, so I can work words and do what I like. Delectable delivery, you know I have it. Dexterous diction, that's polysyllabic. Hip-hop bop with a pinch of the blues, in the tradition of Langston Hughes. Metaphor, simile, alliteration, hysterical, lyrical manipulation, tools I use to thrill the nation. Drop me a line, I'll stop by and see ya. Rip, bang, crash, buzz, onomatopoeia. Liberating lyrics designed to free ya from narrow stereotyping. Listen to the thoughts I'm hyping. Nothing up my sleeve to encourage fear. Yet your pulse picks up whenever I'm near. I've never been wilding in Central Park. I've never been a shadow lurking in the dark. If that's bad news, then this is worse. I have no desire for your body or your purse. Listen to the truth I'm busting. Learn to believe and trust in a poet who raps and teaches, bringing light to the minds he reaches. Freeze, if you please, the lame stuff. DJs who play the same stuff, face the future, enough's enough. beat down, babble on. Push stale stuff until it's gone. What to expect from a weak MC? Pumping pale raps for the bourgeoisie. Limp lyrics and sucker DJs. Stuck in a groove because it pays. Dishing dirt and dumb cliches. Culture killers, copping cash. Making many millions, talking trash. Beat down, babble on. Sometimes at night I wake up and sweat. Shaking from a dream I'd like to forget. My sons and I bopping in the West End. With fun on our minds and cash to spend. Digging the sights and ice cream too. When the party is rushed by the boys in blue. White cop talking, black cop gawking, squad car squawking, nigga on the run, may have a gun. Last time seen, wearing blue jeans. Suddenly the cops start looking real mean. Young son crying, big one sighing, nightsticks flying, fear I'm dying, still I'm trying to defend my life. When my scream splits the dark and wakes my wife. Next thing I know, I'm lying in bed, dizzy from demons howling in my head. Glad to be nestled, safe and warm, beyond the reach of the law's long arm. Listen to the tale I'm bluesing. Poetry's the path I'm choosing. To work a warning to my brothers black. Keep your third eye open and watch your back. The verbs I'm kicking are deadly and searing. The whole wide world standing and cheering, opening minds to new ways of hearing. So take a deep breath and stick your ear in. Everybody, everybody, up on your feet. Move your body to the new blood, beat. Word music makes the atmosphere complete. The ozone, it goes on. Infinity's the limit. Pamoja tuta shinde, together we will win it. False prophets profit from superstitious minds. Rocking the pulpit, robbing your blind. Word music's here to free you from all that. No begging for a buck or passing the hat. Stalking a star to the edge of my art. Daring to discover and uncover the heart. Dealing a dose of motherland healing. Revealing a close connection with feeling. Liberty lives, Babylon burns. Things can happen when the word turns. When the word turns. Pumping out a pattern of verse supersonic for the lime, for the lame, the blind, the clumsy catatonic. Wake up, population, no time for sleeping. Agitate the nation, free the secrets that is keeping. Presidential legacy of clever crooks creeping out the White House door, loading up the loot from the weak and the poor. Laughing while we dodge big bullets that kill, chilling like villains on Capitol Hill. Everybody, everybody, up on your feet. Move your body to the new blood, beat. Word music makes the atmosphere complete. Centuries ending, let's stop pretending. Everything's groovy, nifty, and grand. Most of the madness is getting out of hand. Dishing out death to the brotherhood of man. Black bards bringing the message that we're needing. New word order and poetry is leading. Unlocking lingo for the clueless crowd. Taking up the banner of the few and the proud. Blazing a place, soaring in sound, verb to verb in a single bound. Sharing the truth of the treasures I find, sunk beneath the surface of planet mind. Stalking a star to the edge of my art, daring to discover and uncover the heart. Dealing a dose of motherland healing, revealing a close connection with feeling. Liberty lives, Babylon burns. Things can happen when the word turns. When the word turns. The wide world whirls and spins on its axis. President promises no new taxes. Pushing the peasants to learn lip reading. Dishonesty's a sign of unhip breeding. Now it's 92 and Europe's still a riddle. Russia's breaking up and Gorby's in the middle. Africa weeps while diseases rage. AIDS is the plague of the modern age. Anxious Asia won't go away thanks to the meddling of the CIA. Peace is the beast that sleeps the least in the war-torn world of the Middle East. Rainforests fall, farmland erodes, counting down the hours till the planet explodes. Diss the doomsayers, nix the naysayers and two-bit role players. Wake up, speak up, refuse to be quiet. Don't pay for the bull, you don't have to buy it. You gotta pass the word if you wanna be heard. Rock the ruling class, it deserves to be disturbed. The earth has a chance if people don't blow it. This is the truth. Through the eyes of a poet. Well, what's up? Que pasa, and a big hello. Habari Ghani, and a hi-dee-ho. Share the glory of this story as I break into rhyme, walking the new way inside of time. Stand back, I choke on my smoke as I pick up steam, conjuring color, a zoot-suited dream, weaving word spells in a sonic stream, saving the thought nobody caught, putting it down, beaming a scheme nobody dreamed, giving it sound. I'm a hipster Lindy hopping in the corner of mine, twirling toward the exit, striving to find the light of true poetic expression, breaking the back of systematic oppression, liberating language, demanding attention, helping hip-hop to another dimension. Jazz and rap in combustible conflation, crazy fresh lyrical prestidigitation. Fee, fi, fo, fum, clap your hands and give the poet some. Pounding percussion like Blakey and Max, leaping like Lester when he's blowing his axe, singing like a god, swinging like the devil, juicing this jam to a higher level. Rock it, don't stop it, rock it, don't stop. Let me tell you the story of hip-hop bop. Hip-hop boppin's beyond finger-popping. When the rhymes are rocking, there's just no stopping. The full effect of blues bombs dropping and jazz words jumping like drumsticks pumping. Excuse me while I get into something. Spwee bobbin dee, blootin dee doodle bleep. Spwee bobbin dee, blootin dee doodle bleep. Good God. Somebody stop me. I do it myself, but the spirit's got me. In a boogie bop trance, I'm a pinstripe dandy who lives to dance. A jelly roll jitterbug, juking the joint and cutting the rug. Busting rhymes fantastic, bluesy, bold, but never bombastic. Always giving you my best though, a manifesto. Calling all souls, clap hands and sing. We can work wonders while our words take wing. Leap, slide, spin like a dancer. Sweep, glide, stimulate the stanza. Redefining form, rolling like a storm. Cleansing like rain, nonstop hard bop. In the manner of train, spectator shoes and pork pie head covers, getting good vibes from my friends and my lovers, strutting the hood in splendiferous vines. These are a few of my favorite lines. Ha! I'm on the good foot, and my mic is smoking. Poetry's the place where truth is spoken. My lyrics are limber, and my tongue is nimble. Splash me a dash of hi-hat cymbal. And listen for a minute while I break in the scat, juking syllables and rhythm straight out of my hat. Nonstop till I drop. When I blow that hip-hop bop. When I blow that hip-hop bop. When I blow, yeah. Doo-wop, box top, slipshod, hot rod, roly-poly popcorn, XYZ. If you can repeat that, you're better than me. But let's get real. You know you can't do it. Step into the light and I'll bring you to it. Oh, my. I'm rocking this powwow. Pay close attention and I'll show you how now. Tisk it, task it. If there's a question, go ahead, ask it. Listen to my wisdom as my words take flight. Pull up a chair and I'll teach you tonight. Many contenders wish they had this methodical, magical mixture of madness. Spitting a spout of spontaneous spirit. Letting loose language and hoping you'll hear it. Spreading splendid spunk and splash, flinging facts and funkadelic flash. Speedily speaking, specific speech is only the beginning of the truth that I teach. Is the rate that I'm riffing too much for your taste? I switch gears and change the pace. Slow down the drama, throw down the trauma of hunger, pain, racism, hate. I meditate the meaning of mankind's fate. Homeless children, death in the street. But wait. I hate to poop a party. I'm here to move your feet to the fascinating rhythm of the hip-hop beat. Oh, my, who can jam faster than a shape-shifting, mood-lifting mojo word master? Now it's time to work the mic and have my say, dropping science on the state of hip-hop today. Something's wrong, and most of us know it. Any sucker with a mic can call himself a poet. Shoot limp lines, wimp rhymes, and catatonic sonnets. You're begging for a bullet with your sucker name on it. You're putting minds to sleep, doing zip for the cause. Selling out cheap and flapping your jaws. Not me, see. I'm rejecting the stiff cuts, perplexing the poo butts, who pollute the process with excremental excess, misogynistic junk, and hyperbolic bunk, corrupting the code of futuristic funk. Just call me master, because my stuff is brilliant, delightful, insightful, and righteously resilient. Too black and too strong, pumping out the passion of an Afrocentric song. Too strong and too black, and if you dare to attack, I'm gonna strike back. Oh my, I'm cold and I know it. Listen to the rhythm of the truth as I flow it. I'm no fool because I'm self-schooled. An autodidact, as a matter of fact, who never makes a statement he has to retract. I'm a hoodoo howling hip-hop host, flipping fly verbs from coast to coast. I'm a tribal crier, primal signifier, rule resister, tempo twister, thought processor, hip-bop professor, long breath singer, lingo slinger, kicking logistics and rhymes with reason. Let's celebrate the season of the griots, the seers, the prophets of rhyme, warning the world of the fire next time. Don't even dream it, because you can't beat it. It's hard enough just to repeat it. I'm going to keep my crown and retire undefeated. And if you've a notion to rip off my rhymes, may your family struggle in interesting times. A pox on thee. I curse and I damn you. You better believe I can outslam you. Don't F with me, because I'm the B to the E to the S to the T. Just in case you're unable to spell, might as well go ahead and tell. When it comes to the mic, I'm unparalleled. Y-O, it's time for me to go. So, I flow with a fact you should already know. Reasons to cheer are abundantly clear. I'm the hip-hop king, and I've got no peer. That's it, folks. I'm out of here. Thank you.
Man, I told you not to sing. Brother's bad.
We come with music, muse, news, and blues, word song and dance, happy and sad, together and all alone, word music, jazz and razzin' and pizzazz, and we come witnessing.
We come with clarity, confusion, purpose, and pirouettes of words out of nowhere, everywhere. We say what we see, what we feel, what we be, what we do. We come witnessing.
We come laughing, crying, analyzing, testifying, bitching, and boasting how we got over.
Whatever life had to bring, children of the king, we be
rising above death, denial, racism, fascism, and any ism, rising and shining like the sun.
Shining like the moon and stars that we are, we come through storms.
Shining against all odds, shining anyhow, children of the king.
Words singing our joy, our pain, our ups and downs, our wretchedness, and our loveliness.
Witnessing our dreams, our realities, by God's grace, we come.
Say what?
I remember smiles of the murdered children.
Remember.
Atlanta, Soweto. I wrapped the memory of you in blankets woven out of a fierce love to calm the rage. I have posted sentinels in my mind to protect the memory of your precious breath too short. I remember the sound of your laughter to soothe echoes of your cries in my heart. And I remember your heartbeat, your life longing for itself, too quick a memory. I fear to cry that tears would strangle me or fall in firestones to burn the earth beyond repair. Cups filled with emptiness left in your space and at your gravesides, barely able to stand from this merciless sorrow. Love sick, we vomit bitter mornings for you. Then we remember that you did smile. And we try to begin to rise above never and fearing to understand why. There is no reason worthy of erasing your dreams and the sound of your sing tomorrows. Yet, it is done. And I remember smiles of the murdered children and miss parts of you that I never knew. No wonder that for me, for you, the world's heart will skip a beat forever and ever and ever and ever. So I gather you from the sunshine, the gentle breezes, and the rain. And I wrap the memory of you in blankets woven out of a fierce love to calm the rage.
In the water, in the water. Listen, can't you hear Mother, our mother? Mother Nature moaning like bittersweet Billy, prostituted as if that's the way God planned it. Hear the songbirds crying, God, save her, God, save our mother, please. Listen, can't you hear Mother, our mother, praying, moaning as we incestuously rape our own mother? Her womb stretching wide, desecrated and inflicted with insidious disease. Her womb a cesspool full of toxins, aborting all life before it even begins. Listen, can't you hear Mother, our mother, crying, praying, moaning, forgive them, Father, for they know not that they have sinned. Forgive them, Father, for they know not that they have sinned. Listen. As our mother pleads for our forgiveness, our salvation for us. Listen as our mother sacrifices her sanctimonious life to enable us to persist. Listen, listen, listen. Today, in order that there may be a tomorrow, another sunrise, another rebirth, listen. God said, God told Noah, gave Noah the rainbow sign. No more water, the fire next time. God gave Noah the rainbow sign. No more water, the fire next time. The fire next time. The fire next time. Listen, can't you hear our mother?
This whole reading is in tribute of Arthur Brown. This particular piece I want to dedicate especially to him. It was written for friends that I left when I moved back here from New York, and also recently people who have left this plane of existence. And so I'd like to dedicate it to Arthur and his family and friends. It's called Dreams Remember.
Seems so far away, but dreams remember the walks down Broadway in the night, souls singing in the same key and eyes touching and hands holding arm in arm with the same colors in our dreams, same colors in our auras. Days pass and I cannot see your smile, but in dreams we walk, speaking in song, and dare to splash beauty in concrete and funk as we pass, a smile to laugh. Fearless breaths of our aspiring to mingle and light the way. But with miles and time, it all seems so far away. Then, dreams remember what is real. I wake with you in my eye, and the love is closer than anything.
And I'm going to do this other little short one that's I want to dedicate to all men who dare to be men. It's called What You Do to Me.
Make me cross-eyed feeling, busting down walls good, like Shirley's bread buttered on both sides good, like licking red candy apples, cherry snow cones in the summertime, like lemonade kisses good, like stroking under the table, make me weak in the knees good, like shouting hallelujah and amen good, like ooh, what you do to me good, like Kentucky morning smells good, like sun smiles on my face good, like making paths in my canyon, hot chills up and down my spine good, like flowers blooming bright gold good, like my shamrock plant spread me open to the sun good, make me feel like writing you a poem good, make me feel good, good, you make me feel good.
You know, I had a dream, and somehow I put these pieces together. And I was listening to the radio one of the few times that I do that, and I heard the original words to this song, and I was so appalled. But it fits so nicely with the next two pieces that I'm going to do that I had to use them. I dedicate this piece to my friend Val, you know, for her inspiration and and love that she gives us. And this song is an old song, but these are the words that they didn't let us hear. Niggas at work on the Mississippi. Niggas at work while the white boss plays. Niggas at work from the dawn to the sunset. Niggas at work till the judgment day. Pieces of men, strong African men, methodically tossed about like manure, reviving the mother rendered impotent from perpetual rape. From the halls of My Lai to the shores of Wounded Knee, victims of the Holocaust's insidious nature, fratricide, genocide, homicide, matricide, patricide, suicide. As documentation of the diaspora deftly escapes his story books, in silence as steel, as purveyors of souls and slaves, bullets and Bible stories, voodoo soothsayers and devil worshippers resurrect Uncle Thomas from the dead level. A Negro of the New World Order, watermelon grinning with jungle feverish lust, the bastard son of an unholy marriage, Uncle Sam the father, George Bush the virginal mother, and Uncle Thomas the son, exclaiming the prophecy of a new day, exclaiming the prophecy of a new way, Bush, Duke, Danforth, and Bond. Somehow I know that I'm being conned. You don't look up, you don't look down, you don't dare make the white boss frown. Pieces of men, strong African men pilfered, shackled, and sold like South African diamonds. Historical precedents covertly escape Machiavellian memories as Uncle Thomas forgets from whence he came. Overwhelmed with myopia and a vicarious vision of reality, Uncle Thomas, a card-carrying member of the New World Order and its immoral minority. Uncle Thomas, the artful dodger, as evasive as Gale Sayers in the mud, never pinpointing where he stands or how, never pinpointing how he feels or if, never pinpointing if he will or won't. Uncle Thomas decrying the action affirmed that enables his hiatus from himself, that enables his hiatus from a pinpoint plight. As he chastises welfare sisters with scorn, in it but not of it proclamations, Thespian gestulating as the Oreo he is, fulfilling our, his, their manifest destinies, being all he can for the slave, for the caveman, Bush, Duke, Danforth, and Bond. Wait a minute, brother, I'm being conned. Pieces of men. Strong African men seeking salvation and solace, serving as sacrificial lambs. Yeah, America eats its young. From honest George Washington to dishonest George Bush, 200 years and they're still killing us.
100 million dead from the enslaver's hand, and Uncle Thomas is so proud to be American. Uncle Thomas blinded by the white, unaware of America's bestiality, serving blindly with his White House nigger mentality. Uncle Thomas doesn't smoke crack. Uncle Thomas doesn't smoke crack. He kisses all the white ones he sees from sea to shining sea. Pinpointing his hatred of his mother, pinpointing his hatred of his people, pinpointing his hatred of himself. Thoroughly whitewashed on the inside, Senator, I don't recall. Senator, I don't remember. The new upwardly mobile black man, skinning and grinning like the rat that ate all the cheese. Uncle Thomas, please. Your conservative views are colonialist views. And colonialist views are racist views. And racist views are supremacist views. And black boys, Negroes, wanting to be white, that ain't new. Even White House Negroes exclaiming, when things go wrong with you, master. It hurts me too. The song ain't new. It's the same song yesterday. Caveman needs boy. No experience necessary. Caveman needs boy. No experience necessary. Bond, Bush, Danforth, Duke, and Thomas. The prophecy states there's a Judas among us. Bond, Bush, Danforth, Duke, and Thomas. The prophecy states there's a Judas among us. The prophecy states there's a Judas among us. Yeah, I like to have fun like that. You know, I was really touched by Arthur Brown's piece about be a trumpet in the morning, and one of the first things I ever got to do for Shirley was this piece I wrote about Miles. And so I just dressed it up a little bit, and I'm going to do it again. It says, blue flames on gas stoves, icy hot at the same time, eternally miles, 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 miles. Though we may never see your face nor hear your voice again, in the abyss of our hearts and minds, your hauntingly melodic song rises from the river of dry bones as a trumpet of gold soon one morning. A silhouette clandestinely whining, whispering like Martha's moan and Mary's weep, like Mary's weep and Martha's moan. A blues man sanctimonious hymn wafting on the sound waves of eternity. Incessantly sweet as bees' honey, perpetually rancid as death's pungent odor. A singular solitary voice singing gospel truths in harmonic concert with a universal choir, minimizing maximalists, crying all blues in an East St. Egypt cool kind of way. As a prophetic musical mystic sermons deftly escape in muted chants, deftly escape in muted chants, deftly escape in muted chants. Sporadic rhythms pulsating, permeating indigo night air, stalking gloom, smoke-filled rooms, staccato riffs, flatted fifths. The master was there at Minton's. Charles Parker, haunting smile, abject pose, nodding. Confirmation bird played, confirmation bird soared. Bird roared, bird said it, bird did it, bird magically levitating, bird serenading the cage, bird sings evermore, 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 evermore. Muted sounds, delightfully caressing, eardrums soulfully stimulating, delectably palatable. Miles blows his horn and the walls come tumbling down. At Newport, Miles said, so what? Miles played round about midnight. At Newport, driving the mad blues, he said, they screamed, cried, wondering if they died, reincarnated as notes that Miles played. So what? The cage bird sings nevermore, nevermore, nevermore. Miles never the same. Miles, too cool, too cold. Miles turns his back on this world and says, so what? Prince of Night,
meditating, bathing in the Euphrates, prince of paradise, beyond the sphere of reality, monk, crown of thorns, monk, disdain, monk, eternally admired, monk, never duplicated, monk, no heir apparent, Prince Thelonious, no more when he's gone, hauntingly cryptological messages abound as Miles turns his back on this world. Honey sweet sound oscillating insipidly accurate, echoing the pain. Listen, you can hear the refrain. Someday my prince will come. Someday my prince will come. Someday my prince will come. Train blowing, cold train bringing forth sounds. Tonal clarity abounds, sheets of wonderful sound. John Coltrane's music so new. Was this music John who? Bird hit Miles. Prince Thelonious created his own style, and Train inherited some of them all. Scaled the highest mountain, gave God a call. Scaled the highest mountain, gave God a call. A love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme. And one day, God in his infinite wisdom took the train that could away. Miles blows solo and walks off the stage and walks off the stage. Miles screams, no bird of paradise sings, no prince of night and no train. No bird of paradise sings, no prince of night and no train. No bird of paradise sings, no prince of night and no train. Train, train. And Miles, an African griot, musically documenting culture and anthropological facts, tribal chanting history in hieroglyphic notations, Miles walks off the stage of this realm, whispering, be a trumpet of gold soon one morning, be a trumpet of gold soon one morning, be a trumpet of gold soon one morning, be a trumpet of gold soon one morning. Thank you.
Lovers, innovators, and geniuses, high flyers, big dreamers, leaders, seekers, hearers, knowers, and healers. Black men, a whole generation of the best. Maimed, walking backward, standing still, running, lost, disjointed, separated, prisoners of war, brainwashed to be their own selves, resigned to live a living hell. Not just a plague of drugs, but a war scientifically, diabolically waged against black futures. Black women alone in the together time of life, which is, should be, always. Too many fatherless and left to be born, while fat-bellied drunks, dramatists, prostitutes, liars, clowns, and straight men are relentless to kill that black sperm forever. A diabolical genocide continues, picks up speed here in America, as they send our youngest to be killed, to kill and be killed. Revoke the Civil Rights Act, AIDS on attack, babies born on crack. If we don't love each other now, we won't be around to do it later. If we don't love each other now, we won't be around to do it later. Time blinks and is gone. What of our men, the prisoners of this very American war? What of our men, the target of crack and AIDS attack? What of our men, the pawns of genocide? What of them? What of us? Can we be saved? Will love save? Yes. Not a blind, denying love, but a seeing, a real love. Driving out the money changers' love, a revolutionary love, a healing love, a Jesus love, a love yourself love, an Underground Railroad love, a Harriet Tubman love, a having dreams, marching on faith love, a Martin Luther King Jr. love, a fierce, fearless, by any means necessary love, a Malcolm X love, an Africa for Africans love, a Marcus Garvey love, a we know who we be love, a Nelson Mandela love, a love like Job, afflicted but working his faith, holding on to what he knew deep, though the surface mocked him. I said love like Job, afflicted but working his faith, holding on to what he knew deep, though the surface mocked him. A taking our futures back, love, back from these drugs, a taking our babies back, back from recklessness, love, a taking our minds back from fear, love, learning our words of love that will topple buildings and action, love, learn killing words to kill ideas that won't let us love. Time blinks and is gone. Let us love on time now.
Are you gonna do that?
Visualize a world of blackness, a love not in vain, a love supreme, a love not in vain, a love supreme, love because we are who and what we are, and not who or what, never becoming who or what somebody, anybody wants us to be, being ourselves. Becoming ourselves against all odds, pondering times as perverted as genocide, as perverted as lies, sworn as truths, as perverted as victims, perpetrated as offenders, as perverted as opulence. In times of indigence, visualize love, an indomitable love enabling us to forgive. Though reality never allows us to forget the 400-year Holocaust, the 100 million Holocaust, dream of black love lifting us up perpetually as time, perpetually in time, time never yielding, time unceasing like the sun shining in us. Each and every one of us, an unconditional love, a spiritual love. Start getting the spirit. In the darkness of blackness, before God said, let there be light, there was blackness. A world of blackness, visualized love, the genesis of hatred endured. In a world proclaiming our obsolescence and inherent danger to all mankind, here we stand. Indentured and endangered species that we are, dying at a rate so high, dying at a rate so high. Always how many and never why. Always how many and never why. Visualize love, loving all. Blackness is all, the indelible footprint of history. Blackness, black love, loving ourselves like we love Michelangelo's vision of Christ. Like we love Thomas Jefferson's creed of equality. Like we love Patrick Henry's spirit of liberty. Visualize love, cool and hot at the same time. Hot like James Brown and cool like Miles Davis. Visualize love, the incessant spirit of love, loving ourselves as we love Malcolm's rage, Mandela's commitment, Marcus's vision, and Martin's dream. Visualize a world where love reigns supreme, never dying in vain, where love reigns supreme, never dying in vain, where love reigns supreme, never dying in vain. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now. Visualize love, and we will.
Full of ourselves,
our real black selves.
We had searched and found treasures buried beneath the muddiness, the garbage of a people denied. No more, we say, with fire and brimstone in our mouth. No more,
we are here to stay.
We are here, we say.
We are here to claim our own
space, time, love,
a place. Our own place to be ourselves.
Renewed, resurrected,
embracing our ancestors, our legacy, our presence, our salvation, us. We come full of an old culture, morning dew new,
and are born again,
saved. We stand and know we have a right.
We have ground to stand on and stand.
Like trees planted by the rivers of water.
We claim ourselves and shall not be moved.
Said we love who we be.
Then, now, and forever.
We are here to stay. We are here, we say. We are here to claim our everything. We are here to stay. We are here, we say. We are here to claim our everything. We are here to stay. We are here, we say. We are here to claim our everything.
Thank you.